Bill, if you please start by talking about your last drive and then the throw into the end zone.
I thought we were moving the ball pretty good there, and we called a double move, and just didn't work out.
All the concussions and all the other injuries, how much did that, at some point you were down to like, you had one tight end, you had a couple more seasons?
Yeah, no, it was tough. It was a tough day. I mean, it's no excuse. We got to find a way to win, but it was definitely one of the tougher days personally that I've ever had, you know, trying to piece it all together. But I thought the guys battled hard. We lost another close one.
You also thought so, Kaimi, and what happened with him out there?
Yeah, not sure. You know, he just missed him.
You mentioned the double move. Was it on the second move, DeAndre just couldn't get there? Is that what happened on the?
I don't know, man. I have to watch the tape. But that's what we called.
Was that Tom?
I mean, you know what happens. So there's no way I would know what happened on that play. I'm thinking about the next play. You know what I mean?
Tom's best game by far.
I don't know, John. I mean, you know, I thought he played well. I mean, he's, you know, Tom can sling it. You know, Tom, you know, we like I said to Aaron, you know, we had a lot of, you know, a lot of injuries today, a lot of things we had to piece together on offense, and we just came up short. But there were some bright spots out there.
Moving the left tackle up until that last series.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he's comfortable on the left side, and I thought that was a move we had to make, and I got a lot of respect for Jeff. We were just checking some things out, Sarah, at halftime, you know.
Did you just a game of missed opportunity?
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's a good way to describe it. You know, we've had a lot of those this year. And, you know, like I always tell you guys, you know, we just try to figure out how to do better. You know, we just got to try to figure out. We got a great group of guys in there. It's been a tough year. I will find out more on that. I think he probably was, Brian. I really do, but I'm not sure because I was just told he was being evaluated for something, and that's kind of what happened at the end of the half. He got nailed, and so, you know, that's what they were evaluating. Whatever injury it was, that's what they were looking at in the locker room.
What did he do that you liked?
Oh, I thought he hung in there. I thought he made some nice throws. I thought I could go down the list of what he had to tell. You know, we just signed Andre Ellington as a running back. He had to play slot receiver for us. So on every single play, Tom had to get him lined up and basically, you know, help him with what to do. He had never done any of that. You know, he was playing in the backfield all week. So just an example right there. I thought Tom did a great job of that. You know, we have a lot of respect for Tom. And he hung in there today and tried to bring us back, and it just didn't work out in the end. Yeah, our defense is good against the run. I think we're top five, top six in the league against the run. You know, our guys really take pride in stopping a run. We got a bunch of tough guys on defense, and they do a good job of that.
Your thoughts on Steven Anderson today?
Yeah, he came up big for us. He made some tough catches. You know, he's a good player. He's a solid player. He's a tough kid. He's smart, really smart guy. It's just too bad that we couldn't find a way to win a game.
Still another tough game. You guys fought this whole game. You're at the end. But, you know, ultimately, you get the loss, and 4-8 now. How do you feel about where you guys are at at this point in the season?
Yeah, not good. Not good. But, you know, like I think these guys, like I just told them, you know, we got to stick together. We got to keep fighting. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I haven't been in this situation. You know, I've never been in this situation. So I'm learning on the job, too, as far as being in a losing – you know, in a losing situation right here. We've lost a bunch of games, a bunch of close games, and just got to figure out how to continue to try to coach better and see if we can get these guys to execute a little bit better. But a lot of respect for the guys in the locker room. I know they'll show up and work every week.
But you guys will keep evaluating CJ and see how he feels.
Yeah.
At 3-1 year.
I really shouldn't comment on that. I really shouldn't. But I'm sure you can come to your own conclusions on that, Aaron.
Playing wasn't dominant like he had been. Was it because of what they were doing to him?
You know, I have to watch the tape. I mean, he was around. I mean, he's very disruptive. I don't know what his stats were. You know, I'm not sure if you could point to specific stats and say that he. You know, I thought he was very disruptive out there when I was, you know, watching what was going on defense. I thought he was very disruptive.
What's it like to be a coach?
Yeah, look, I have confidence in our ability to coach, you know, and I don't, you know, I really have confidence in our ability to put a team together, get a team ready to play, not put a team together, but get a team ready to play week in and week out, and that's what we have to do. You know, we've lost a lot of close games. That's what this league is. You know, this league is games come down to the fourth quarter like this one did today, and we just have to find a way to get over the hump.
Thank you.
I'll be ready.